Good morning, Washington. Time to get your head out of bed. The Jack Diamond Morning Show is about to begin.
We get more snow, maybe because of where we sit.
The elevation.
It seems more rain, you know, higher winds. And last night, a great deal of frost. I don't know how much you guys got, but it was to the point where I sat in the car for about 5 minutes. Now, what I should have done was just initially scraped.
Right.
I should have gotten out there and scraped.
Mm-hmm.
But because of where we live and the woods we live in, I would have had to have rooted around in the trunk. And we have so many deer out there.
Yeah.
It scared me. You know, it scared me to be out there rooting around in the trunk in the dark. So instead, I started to, and I'm going to admit this, I started to drive with one of those little portals. The windshield wipers weren't doing a thing. The squirter was frozen. I mean,
You're really concerned that a deer is going to come up from behind.
I am so paranoid about deer encountering so many. Aren't you?
Yeah, very much so.
So I started driving, and I thought, this is crazy. I'm going to kill myself. So I drove to a more remote area where it was darker. And I'm in a field where I knew there are deer. That's where I decided to get out of the car and root around in my trunk. So I'm bending over and I'm reaching in there, and I swear to you, 3, 4, 5 times I stop and I look around, fearful that a buck was going to come up behind me and mount me.
Whoa.
Now, is that not paranoid? It's rutting season and they're everywhere.
You were scared you're going to be rutted.
I'm bending over the corner, and I'm doing
one of these.
I'm going.
He's showing us.
Oh!
But that was my paranoid moment this morning. Was
you.
And I figured if he didn't mount me, which would be bad enough, he'd gore me.
Which would you rather have?
Oh, come on. I think it's obvious.
I think the mounting. If you were to give me a choice between mounting and goring, I think I'd take the mounting.
You, dear rutter, you.
Boxing legend Sugar Ray Leonard. The contender auditions are here in Washington, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I would love to just spar with Sugar Ray Leonard. He is so fast. I mean, I'd get killed.
He'd break your nose.
But think of the pictures and think of the story.
He would knock him out when he tapped gloves at the beginning of the bout.
I would do anything to get in the ring with Sugar Ray. And I'm, you know, not in his class on any level. I mean, weight, high, no level. But I would do anything. And I'm telling you, you should put it together. I will go box Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh,
and I have no idea how to box.
Jimmy, you got to do
it.
I'll
do it.
Jack.
I'd love to do it.
It's going to kill you.
That'd be great. I want to see that picture. I want a picture of me in those giant shorts. Those gigantic shorts. And I don't. Why do they wear shorts that go down to their ankles?
You know.
Why not just wear pants?
I don't get it.
They should be wearing Dockers when they box instead of, what's with those shorts?
Maybe you can box in Dockers. That could be your gimmick.
I'll box in Dockers with that giant athletic supporter. Right? The headgear,
you want headgear?
You have to have headgear.
Why do you have to?
So kill me. I've been lucky not to have any major injuries other than Uncle Cracker breaking my finger.
No.
Actually, playing football in high school at the Robert E. Perry, I broke a finger. And those are really the only two horrible accidents I've had. I tore some ligaments in my ankle trying to get into Candlestick Park to see a Giants playoff game. That's a whole other long story, but I've never had a household injury. Have you guys had any household injuries?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Micheline, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I hate to even say this, but it's a true story. I was ironing one morning, and I left the room, came back in, sat on the iron, got a pretty bad burn. I went out and got a tattoo to cover it.
Sat on the iron that was still on? Micheline, I have to ask you, did you have any clothes on when you sat?
No.
I mean, it was bare booty to iron.
Oh. It's right where you can see it. I can't even cover it up with a bathing suit.
Would you like to have plastic surgery to look like somebody famous? Sharon in Damascus. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, guys.
Sharon, would you, if we were going to pay for your surgery, would you do it?
In a heartbeat.
Oof.
Who would you like to look like?
Well, it's too late for me now, but if I was 20... I'd have them make me look like Cher when she was 20, and then I would age naturally, and we'd all know what she should look like.
Good answer.
I love that.
Q-tips.
I am a fan of the Q-tip. I will not travel. I will not shower without Q-tips.
Not the wooden stem, either. It's
stem.
No wooden stem.
Paper.
No, paper bends too much.
No, wood is too hard. You try to swab your eye makeup off with that, and you're going to have a hard time.
Eye makeup, yes, but ears?
I don't know. Too hard. It might come out the other side, Jack.
Perhaps it has. Grilling is a big deal to guys, and we enjoy it. And I'm not sure why, but we grill at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Especially in the summer, you do a lot of grilling.
I grill in the snow.
Yeah, he does.
I like the colder it is, the happier I am. The wind is the only problem, though. It's about the only manly thing I do, to be honest with you. You know,
that's how you feel when you're grilling.
Well, maybe that's it.
Absolutely.
And maybe that's why I grill so much, because Lisa's changing the oil in the car, and she's out back building a deck, and I'm grilling. I marinated it. It's very tangy.